Vampiric Transformation. Written by Frau Bunny. Read by Claudia Bittner. Dedication. This book is dedicated to my students and school communities who not only encouraged this story coming together, but inspired it from the beginning. Continue being silly, imaginative, and supportive. You're all wonderful people. Introduction. I was a zombie. Again. Looking back on my life, I believe I had begun as a zombie. In my childhood, I had become a vampire. Recently, I became a werewolf. Slept and awoke a vampire. Only after hours of daylight did I become a zombie again. The memories seemed to flood my very essence. My childhood obsession with vampires. My teeth coming through, as if I were created specifically for others' blood, as if I were already a vampire. At a temper even then, human, I bore my teeth, unable to hold back the growl or stop the horrid clamp of my bite. I had always been a monster, but the werewolf tendencies also showed through. I suppose that was where the temper was actually from. Perhaps even the growl. But what of the barely controlled desire for blood? I wanted it. I yearned for it. Ah, the zombie factor. I never realized how the similarities between me and zombies grew greater. It came at once. On a day I felt the need for more energy than ever. I felt myself drifting. I couldn't explain the sensation. I was always a monster. Chapter 1. In human form, a dangerous being trapped in a fragile body. Someone should have really locked me away when the chance existed. I was drawn to stories of vampires from my early childhood on, thrilled to watch human actors pretend the monsters existed. They had no idea. Couldn't. And then I met him. Just another actor pretending to be a monster. His name was Elton Walter. I had written him weeks before, in hopes of simply receiving an autographed photo or something similar in order to satisfy my childish obsession with monsters in movies. He sent me an autographed photo and included a personalized letter. We had been in contact via letters and social media since that first correspondence. Chapter 2. I was called to the office via intercom before first period. "Miss Handel?" the unsure voice said. "Yeah?" I always responded with a German accent. "Please report to the office. You have a visitor." That response surprised me. A visitor? Who would visit me? And why wasn't this person allowed to my classroom without my greeting? I shook it off. On my way, I gave my morning crew a look as I nearly left in my slippers yet again. I wasn't a morning person. But I always welcomed the company of a few quiet students before school. I hurried to switch shoes, mumbling inaudible wonderings as I left. Who was this visitor? Who comes before school starts anyway? Who would want to wake up at such an early hour just to visit? Does this person look so dangerous that the office staff wouldn't want to let him loose in the school? I arrived mid-thought to see a young, handsome, smiling man with messy hair and a troubled brow. "Nicole?" I felt my heart jump. "Elton?" I jumped to him and gave him a bear hug without thinking. He laughed as he hugged me back. I backed away as I realized my confusion, saying, "But what are you doing here?" He laughed again. "Would you like me to leave?" He took a few small, slow steps towards the door. "No, no, I was just wondering, why? I mean, what brings you to Washington, of all places? I've come to visit you, of course." The words made my heart skip again as I replied in childish disbelief. "Really?" He laughed. "Of course." He paused, then laughed again before noting, jokingly, "You're much shorter than I imagined." I pretended to take offense, but I was too used to that joke. "Hey, now, I told you how tall I am." He was still laughing as he glanced down at me. "Yes, but I'm not quite sure I knew how very short that was." I blushed and grinned sheepishly as I tried to think of a comeback, but he spoke first, saying, "Besides, I'd like the chance to meet this Charles fellow." "Don't, just, can't, I couldn't seem to think of anything appropriate to say. I shook.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?